everyone. Welcome to season 2, episode 10 of the Couch Cat Podcast, a show dedicated to Simple No and all of its content. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan, also known as Paizen in game, and this is the constant co-host, Alan, also known as Crazy Fine in game. Alan, what is up?
Hello. It's good to be back to do another podcast. Yep. I love these things.
Our bread and butter. So for those of you who don't know, if you're tuning in for the first time, our podcast used to be weekly. It used to be everything about us, hence the name, a throwback. Yep. But now it's a once a month episode in video format, and we upload audio as well, that does a rundown of all of the major changes that happened to Simple MMO over the course of X month. And this month is October. So if you're interested in, you know, the best that's been extracted out of the patch notes, you're not reading walls of text. And if you're also interested in noteworthy news that has happened throughout the month of October, continue to listen. And we highly recommend it.
Yeah, we sum it up so you don't have to miss out on it.
Yeah. So, if you're like us and you sleep for 8 hours any given day, you miss something.
That is very true.
That is so true, man. So true. Because we're not in the time zone that Mike is in. All right. So we're just going to, you know, get right into the game updates.
Yeah.
I'll go first and then Alan's going to go right after.
Let's do it.
So these updates are technically not October, but they happened literally right when we posted our podcast. So here's some coverage from the back end of September. So the 27th of September, version 11.24.4, there was an updated rule set 1.9 to that are dubbed Discord server rules, which if you go in our blog backlog, we actually have a monthly content blog that has all of our hyperlinks of every content we've done for that month. And in the September month, we covered it. We covered the Discord rules changing, what's being applied to servers to get the official like link or affiliation through the Simple MMO Discord. A lot of, you know, breaking down on lawlessness, if you will.
Yeah. And we talked about it a lot too, about how it's going to be really hard to implement these rules as official Simple MMO Discord mods themselves. Like, of course, when you first apply for it, like, yeah, they'll check it, right? You know, make sure it's all good. But once you get accepted, like, say right now, if I want to start putting porn on our Discord server, like, well, granted, we have a bunch of mods in our server, so like we'd instantly lose it. But you know, like those smaller tier Discord servers, could easily squeak by and get away with it. So
right, smile or
if they're locked down.
Yeah, smile up front, and then a week goes by, and you're posting furry shit because you're a bunch of weirdos in this game. just Graven, Koi, anyone. But yeah, Alec, can you hit us with the next one?
Yeah, so the reason why we have some September updates in here is because the last podcast we did it around a little bit before 27 September, so we missed out on some of these updates in the last podcast, so we just included them in this one. But the next update was literally the next day on 28 September, version 11.24.5. It added multi-select to inventory page for narrow screen devices, so all you mobile players out there. And then it fixed a crap ton of bug fixes. So good on Mike. He's constantly catching fixes from the community and implementing them. So that's really awesome.
And I didn't notice a single thing. All right. So this is the first October update. It happened on the 4th of October, 11.24.6. And we have here Party Now automatically updated if you are removed from a party. So you won't just keep seeing the party that kicked
your ass
out. I
think that's hilarious. Like, I'm still in a party. Just keep stepping. Wow.
I still have friends.
Yeah. They're not sharing gold or EXP with me. What the fuck?
And the next thing was fixed plenty of bug fixes, including tutorial, starter pack, and three cups. What the heck is three cups, dude?
Three cups is one of the gambling games in here. So I don't know what was wrong with three cups, but he did a fix to it, which makes me interested, because that means like prior to that, probably a lot of people, I would assume, lost a lot of gold because of something.
And kids don't gamble.
Yeah, of course. Do if you have your mom's credit card.
Demonetize the game.
17 October. So there's a little lull here in between updates. But this was version 11.25. So now we're on 2.5.0. So new players now automatically join the first Battle Arena tier. And then the big part of this update, and I think it's huge, is the new battle page was updated, the new Battle Arena page, and added the PvP Coliseum and updated the World Bosses page. So essentially all the battle tab got updated and overhauled. It's a huge UI and quality of life fix. I highly recommend, if you haven't played the game since 17 October, check it out. The fact that you could search, essentially, Mike looked at these third-party tools that people had made to do PvP and was like, you know what? Those are great ideas. Let's add them to the game. So you could search for amount of gold a player has. You could search against guilds you're at war with, minimum and maximum level of players to fight them. The PvE aspect of it is amazing because you could generate a mob or an NPC, and then after you kill it, it'll pop up on the screen with your rewards, and you just literally just click generate new one, so you don't have to leave that screen. Super nice, super clean. Highly love it.
Highly love it.
I don't think that's
how you say that, but
yeah, no, I was going somewhere else, and then I stopped myself.
It's a huge. It's like, hey, Yomu, can we use your shit? And then that's what happened. It's a huge quality of life update for players because, one, this is like 60% of the game, the battle tab. So, yeah, and it was much needed.
Like Revo app, that was one of the third-party tools that did that search for amount of gold. Mm-hmm. So that's probably never going to be used again.
Yeah, yeah. Mike is destroying the competition, like rendering obsolete.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good on him.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, like you see what your people wanted. Mm-hmm. Someone else developed it. And then you're like, okay, I need to fix this for my people. Keep them in my own game.
Yeah, it's kind of like when AAA steals from the modding community.
Yeah.
Like Skyrim. Yeah. Anyway, 18 October, 11.26.0, which is kind of like, it's funny. Like, Alan, you've mentioned this across multiple episodes. Like, what justifies changing to a whole nother number?
Dude, I'll talk about this later because some of these updates are like, well, they just carry on from the last one. Why isn't this a point whatever at the end instead of a full 0.2928 whatever? I'm like, why?
Yeah, because get ready for this one. Updated battle page for mobile. Added Coliseum page for mobile. Updated NPC battle page for mobile. And NPCs no longer damage you on the final attack that defeats them, which I didn't even know that was a thing. Very observant here. Added quick NPC regeneration button on Battle Arena NPCs. And this is huge in quotes from Alan.
Yes, this is that quality of life and huge UI fixes that we all love. Yeah, like this is a perfect example. Why isn't this 11.25.1? Mm-hmm. I get it. Maybe there's you add a major or a minor update because it's mobile versus web. But like there's another one down here. It's literally just three updates of the same. We'll cover it in a bit. Right.
Yeah. So get on to the best update possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely the best update out of all of this.
The game will never be the same.
Nope. Absolutely not. Game changer right here, folks. 21 October version 11.27.0 possibly changed their lives for everyone. Who knows? The announcement of Simple MMO and Couch Cat partnership and how the Couch Cat podcast is added into the game. And we'll cover this at the end so you can actually look and see where we are located in the game.
Yeah. But
folks, we are in the fucking game.
D-Bot, it's
so exciting. I don't care.
We need a counter. We need a counter.
Yeah, Dude, I know we've been saying this for a while now because it's 9 days later. Like, oh my God, we've been teasing it for over a month. It's best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. I never thought it would happen.
No.
I didn't even think about it being a thing. I always thought in the future there'd be kind of an RSS feed.
Yeah.
Or from our podcast, which, you know, it doesn't grab from our YouTube or anything.
Right.
But you can always put everything into an RSS feed. And I always thought there'd be kind of like a, maybe like a banner or like a link section, but to actually like put us in the game, you know, it's pretty, I dub it under like this super rare,
yeah,
you know, right next to getting Mike on an episode, like super
rare.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So it was funny. Like we'd been talking to Mike back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. And then he dropped like screenshots. He's like, hey, what do you guys think of this? And then Ryan was like, yeah, it looks great. Thanks, Mike. And then instantly like that, he dropped off. They were like, oh,
we'll
crap.
We'll talk about it later. But like, yeah. Let's just say we weren't ready.
Yeah. All right. Continuing on for the rest of the update, because there was actually a lot that came with this update.
Yeah.
For those new players, starter packs have changed. So it's now 30,000 gold and 5 delicious pies instead of getting 5,000 gold and 5 cheese, which is a big boost to, I think, new players in general. Updated Mahal's hut page. Yeah, I'm going to go with Mahal's because I have no other way.
I need to hear someone who's like staff say this name.
Yeah, I need to hear Mike say this.
We only trust Mike because, you know, Alucard calls, you know, everyone in his guild has a different way to say his
name. Yeah. So Mahal's hut page was updated. So there's an added key count to Mahal's hut link within town page. You had an updated chest page. The event, So the event shop for all events, and we'll cover this in a second for the next update. But all events, their shop will only be open 1 week after the event ends. So that's huge for those who are used to buying, you know, the collectibles. Or the, you know, the nodes, oh crap, the mats, excuse me, thank you.
Yeah.
The mats.
You said thank you, and I didn't even help you.
I know, dude. I'm thanking myself. My brain is moving fast here. multiple personality disorder. What do you know?
I'll take it, man. Whatever.
No. So people who buy mats for cheap after the event and then go and get a collectible later, you only have a week after the, so remember that. Other things that were added to this game, and I've seen this in it because I'm an Android user. Now you need to tap on the user's avatar to view their level/name, which is nice because I will say when you had the level and the name of the player that was in your party, it started stacking up a lot of space and it would do a double row. So it was really annoying. And then my freaking travel button, you know, would constantly sway. And then you also decrease the spacing between the players' avatars and the stepping parties to help with the smaller mobile devices. And they added a quick use button for travel and a lot of people's favorites, dark mode changes and improvements.
I think that is the difference.
I don't know exactly what he did with it.
So don't say it's the favorite when no one knows, okay?
Everyone loves dark mode. People who really hate their eyes only go with the light mode, okay? So any type of improvements are great.
We found out during our stream, which we stream twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern.
What a plug.
There is a lot of people who like light mode and they're heathens.
Freaking weirdos. All right. Next update.
All right. I'm getting the short ones, guys. I'm winning this episode. So here's a 22nd October, 11.28. Mm-hmm. Halloween event enabled.
Yep.
Added time limited Halloween tools to the drop pool, which no one will see because, and it's proven, limits gaming, okay? Limits. Guild leader of most valuable in game, right? I had a coffee stream with Ubi this morning. Limits was a guest. It was amazing. It was a great episode. And he opened 6,000
holy crap
chests on stream. It took him like 20 plus minutes.
Yeah.
And he did not get a single thing. He did not get a single tool. He just got some random shit Celeste. So he did get a damaged All Father, but
Has anyone seen these Halloween tools? Are they like, because I haven't seen anyone talk about them. I haven't seen anyone that like get them. I don't know. I'm sure someone has to have had gotten at least one of these.
Yeah, Mike, like, I want to feel them.
Huh?
Mike probably has them.
Oh, yeah. Just go check out.
So here's the thing. We have an interesting, Ubi and I have an interesting discussion. And Fluffy Werewolf, who's in game. He was in the chat about how, you know, it can be more fairly implemented because honestly, I forgot there's even event tools because you don't see them. They're not in the event, you know, reward section, and they're just added into random chance or RNG. Yeah. So it's unfortunate because some of the best looking event unlocks in the game, you know, as sprites, you just won't even know exists if you're not paying attention. But 6,000 keys, like, man.
Like you have an item shop for that town, for the event town, and you could buy the tools there.
Well, they don't want that. Or Ubi argued that would be bad because now everyone who's spent $5 billion plus on a tool in the past just got robbed. So, well, but at the end of the day, they're whales.
And yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they can afford that. That's on them at that point.
You know, Japanese whale hunter here reporting in for duty. No.
Maybe for like a next event, not for this event, obviously.
Yeah. But yeah, so the event went live on the 28th and it's,
yep.
You know, it's good. The community event was fun, but I like traditional seasonal events. That's my favorite.
Yeah. And this one ends November 7th.
Yeah, so we have one final week. But yeah. Alan, let's keep it moving.
Yep. Next update, 24 October, version 11.29.0.
Another version.
So bounties are now placed by the system anytime randomly between 15 minutes and 80 minutes. It used to be fixed at 3 hours. So I think this is nice for players that aren't fucking spamming refresh on the bounty page at the 3 hour mark. And it's a shorter time length too. So there's going to be more people on the bounty list, more people able to grab those bounties. So I like that. And then added custom item filter to the market. That one's nice. Chat announcement is made when a book is published in the library, which honestly, I haven't seen an announcement yet. I don't know if books are slowing down a lot.
Dude,
I've been in chat for a bit lately.
I haven't either. But I did wake up to a notification that someone bought the Couch Cat book. So,
oh, nice.
I thank that person. They pinned my comment on the profile. So thanks for the support. If you don't know that, we have the Origins of Couch Cat game in gaming in the library. So it's a good read.
Yep. Our lore is there. And of course, Mike fixed plenty of bugs.
It's too many cockroaches, man.
Yeah.
So now we're on to 25 October.
Yeah.
11.30.
Yes.
Another version. Update notification page layout. Dark mode changes, which I don't
everyone's
know.
Favorite.
I don't know. And then Avatar Collection backend has been completely overhauled and replaced with a new system.
Yep.
Which I don't know. And Avatar Collection page design changes, which now it's kind of like a grid.
Yeah.
From what we've seen. Doing profile reviews on the stream. So,
yeah. Next one is 26 October, version 11.31.0. And this is what I'm talking about. This one, like, really does not justify having just two versions.
Just clump these three together, man.
Yeah. So there's three updates, two on the 26th and one on the 27th. It goes from 11.31 to 11.33. They're all the same. Collectibles, the Avatar Collection back in overhaul, like, they're transitioning it over from the old legacy system to the new system, and they had to stagger it out. But they did over three updates, and they called them new versions. Why is it not 11.31.1.2.3? I don't understand. Mike, that's my biggest question right now.
Mike, help.
But yeah, so item collection, like all collections are completely overhauled. It's all done. You won't see the back-end stuff, of course, but there you go.
Yeah, interesting. Well, that is the summarized version of all the patch notes, all the updates that happened throughout the month of October. So thanks, Alan, for compiling all those notes. The second part, I'll just be covering very briefly. It's noteworthy news outside of the patch cycle of SimpleML. We reported this originally on October 5th. Alucard was hosting a stepping event, and it was a pretty well, from what everyone told us, it had a big attending showing. Yeah, so yeah.
People were engaged in it.
Yeah, I mean, Alucard's very popular. Yeah. He's a very popular loan shark. So he was hosting a 48-hour stepping event through the 8th of October to the 10th of October. And then there was a bunch of rewards, tied into that. So pretty cool. It's always good to see big names in the community, setting things up for everyone to get involved in.
Yeah. Multiple people matched him on his, gold rewards. Like I think three or four people matched him on his gold rewards. It was pretty cool. It was super easy to register. Like we showed it in our blog posts, right? But like, yep. If there's ever another one, it's simple. You just attach your account to the SimpleMMO Discord bot that's in the official Discord server, and then it will track. your stats for that time, for that you know, in this case, 48 hours.
Yeah. And if you don't have Discord, you know, unfortunate.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so
a lot of no lifers in there stepping away like crazy.
Dude,
I don't know how they did it.
Was he there?
He wasn't even top three, if I remember correctly.
Damn. And he's the one like I always refer to as like crazy stepping.
Yeah.
So if inflation wasn't bad enough. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a cool event. Now moving on to the 25th of October, which is probably the coolest noteworthy news.
Of course.
Easily tops Alucard.
No bias.
Yeah, no bias here. But it was the announcement of the UbiX CouchCat podcast item collaboration giveaway. Mike was very gracious enough to sponsor the giveaway, just like he did back with the Midnight X CouchCat. But for this iteration, you know, huge shout out to Ubi, the main artist for Simple MMO. He took his time, created an awesome piece of work, and was just like, here it is. We didn't even ask him.
Yeah.
We didn't even ask him. He did it on his own. So that's amazing. Pour one out for his eyesight because he was working on that like for a day. So, but yeah, the first phase of our giveaways concluded. We had 10 lucky winners. A lot of them were actually regulars. So that was really sweet. You know, congrats to everyone. But don't you worry, we have multiple phases in place because we have many to give away. So if you missed out on the first round, look forward to what's coming next because we have some big announcements, hopefully November. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that is the noteworthy news.
Yeah.
That's what happened in October. Before we close out, we wanted to show everyone what in-game CouchCat looks like. So here it is. We have directly within the community tab, we have a little podcast section under social media, and it'll take you to our landing page. And if you hit go to podcast, it goes to our website. You'll see here we have our official blurb. It's pretty slick. If I do say so myself, you know, I might have written it.
No bias
and
again.
No bias again. And then, of course, we have the host listed. And then direct links to our Discord, YouTube channel, and Twitter, which Alan's in control. So I have no idea what's going on over there. I'm so done with managing so many different things. But yeah, it's super sweet. It's super sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the episode. Those are the updates. That's the noteworthy news. Happy Hallows Eve, because at the time of this recording is 30th October. And we hope... I mean, I guess if you're in the age range, you know, get some candy tomorrow. If not, turn off your lights and pretend you're not home. So you can continue to step for this event because everyone makes it out alive at the end. Everyone needs a special. Everyone needs a pet.
Dude, I'm gunning for that special, man.
Dude, I got the pet and I need that special now. And I haven't gotten a coin in 2 days. So I'm about to...
5 coin nodes in under 1 hour yesterday.
I saw that. And
I don't know how...
You know, do you deserve it? I don't know. I'm not, absolutely. I don't make that call, but
absolutely.
2 days I have not had a coin node and I'm fucking losing my mind. yeah. Any final words, Alan?
Yeah. I just want to say thanks to all you guys for supporting us. Mm-hmm. Without you guys, we would have never had a podcast page within the game. Like, this is all you guys. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling us noobs all the time.
Yep.
Greatly appreciated. And I have one final thing. Keep your eye open for our latest blog post. It'll be the last blog post of the month. So look forward tomorrow. And it is our monthly roundup for October. So again, if you've missed anything, if you're new here and you want to see what kind of content we produce, that is the best blog post because it hyperlinks to everything we've done for the month. And you can easily catch up on our backlog or just scope out what we do. But yeah, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the CouchCat podcast. Be sure to like the video version because there's two versions, right? But be sure to like the video version here on YouTube if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. And head on over to couchcatpod.com for more great Simple MMO content. I'm your host, Ryan. That's Alan over there. And we'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.
See ya.
See ya.